It's sports time! Good afternoon, sports fans. Today I am back with a new episode, podcast. And I'm going to be talking about college football. I was going to do this yesterday, but then it would have came out on Saturday. So it might have been weird when you're listening to it. So I'm just going to play it safe, and I'm doing it today. So first off, I want to talk about last week. LSU took the number one spot against Ohio State. They both won, but LSU beating Alabama the previous week really put them over the top and brought them to the one seed. And right now, Alabama, which is very surprising, is not in the top four. Right now, Georgia is number four, but Georgia and Alabama have the same record, but Georgia's won two games in a row, and they're moving up. While Alabama, when they lost to LSU, that was a big drop because LSU is also a top team. So now we're going to look at the games that happened, and Alabama still won, but they beat Mississippi State, so it's not that big. And Georgia beat number 13 Auburn, which is much bigger because Auburn's actually ranked. Iowa, Minnesota. Last week, Minnesota beat Penn State, I'm pretty sure. And this week, we're seeing that it was just some kind of one-week luck. They just lost to 23rd seed Iowa. Really, that was a good game, but an even better game that came down to the wire, Oklahoma 10, Baylor 12. I mean, that's their rankings. Oklahoma's ranked 10th, Baylor's ranked 12th. Oklahoma wins by 3 points. Really just an outstanding game. Everybody should have watched it. And yeah, it was like, really, it came down to the wire. Iowa State surprising Texas and beating them by 2. Texas is ranked number 22. And not much surprise with anything else. If you're a Michigan fan, you'll be happy to know that they won 44-10 against Michigan State. And really, there's not much more to talk about with this. We covered all the big games. So now I want to talk about, is there a way that Oregon can slip in to the top four? And looking at Oregon's schedule this week, they play, really, I don't think there's any way because they're going to be playing Arizona State, which is not ranked, and they're going to be playing Oregon State, which is not ranked. So there's no ranked teams they're playing. And normally, in this part of the season, you need to play a ranked team to even get into the top four if you're, hovering around that area. So now Alabama. Now Alabama and Georgia, this could go back and forth because Alabama will be playing WC Western Carolina, but that's not a big game. They should be able to win that. If they lose that, there's no way they're getting in. But I'm confident that Alabama will be able to win that. And then against Auburn, if we could see if Auburn can play, if Alabama can beat Auburn, then there's definitely a chance they could get in. But for them to get in, Georgia needs to lose. So Georgia's schedule, as I said, they beat Auburn. But next week, they're playing Texas A&M and Georgia Tech. So Alabama right now is praying that Georgia loses one of these games. Because if they do, then they're going to make it into the playoffs. So right now, because if Georgia loses Texas A&M, then Alabama, if they beat Auburn, if Alabama wins their next two games and Georgia loses one of their games, then we should be seeing Alabama sneaking into the fourth spot. And if Alabama's in the playoffs, it's really unpredictable. Alabama could take it all if they make it, or they could lose. Now, if we drop back here, Michigan. Now, from what I saw, Michigan, they're not gonna, if you're a Michigan fan, they're not gonna make it. All right, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Right now, they're ranked 15th, which isn't bad by any means, but they don't have the time to pull ahead. And here's another one of my doubts from Alabama, is that their quarterback just got injured. Nick Tusa, I believe, I'm pretty sure that's his name. He just got injured, so it's going to be a miracle if they're able to win, because their star quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. Just look that up. I do not know how to say his name. He's done with the dislocated hip for the season. So we should be seeing some struggle from Alabama. And now if you check out College Triple, you also have Utah. And Utah is a team I don't think they're going to be able to make it. Yeah, their next two games really won't be able to clutch it out for them. You could say Arizona's not ranked and neither is Colorado, and they're playing both of them. So right now in this season, if you want to sneak in, you need to be playing somebody ranked. So right now as it is, the top four is LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia. And looking, I want to see if any of these teams can surpass each other. Ohio State's next games, they're playing number 9 Penn State. So if Ohio State can beat number 9 Penn State and number 15 Michigan, then they should probably be getting the 1 seed, depending on how well LSU does. And LSU is, you know, they don't have a very hard schedule. They're playing Arkansas and Texas A&M. So I think for the end of the year, LSU is going to drop to number 2 if Ohio State can win both of their games. And really, I don't know if Ohio State can win both of their games. I believe they can. They're just a better team. But you really never know with Penn State. Sometimes they can have a breakout game. And they were on pace to getting in the top 4. And then they lost to Minnesota. So if Penn State can bounce back and maybe play well against Ohio State, we could be seeing Ohio State maybe even jumping back a little bit more. And Michigan, that's a good game to watch. Big rivalry. And it's really, Michigan can turn it around. And I think a game against Ohio State, Michigan, they might not be able to make it. But I think Michigan fans, you know, big rivalry with Ohio State. So I think they'd rather hurt Ohio State in the rankings than help them, even though they won't be getting in. Now, a matchup I wish we were seeing, and even though it wouldn't really matter that much, is number 14 Wisconsin versus number 15 Michigan. Right now, they both have the same record, and it would just be a great matchup to watch, because right now, if you're looking, teams 15 through 10 are all super close. Number 10 is Oklahoma, 8-1. 11 is Florida, 8-2. Auburn is 12th with 7-2. Baylor is 13th with 9-0. Wisconsin is 14th, 7-2. And Michigan is 15th, 7-2. Along with actually Notre Dame, number 16 through 7-2. So really any matchup there would really be so much fun to watch, because they're all so close together. They're at a good level together. And Michigan actually a few weeks back, I'm pretty sure they lost to Wisconsin, but I would love to see a rematch of that game. And for Wisconsin, I don't really know why they're ranked 14th and Minnesota's ranked 8th. The only reason Minnesota's ranked 8th is because they beat Penn State. I don't think that they're good enough to be ranked 8th. And Wisconsin could definitely pull ahead in the top 10 if they beat Purdue and Minnesota, which are their next two games. And right now, as it stands, the odds are in Wisconsin's favor to win. So you could be seeing Wisconsin sneaking in to the top 10 if they beat Minnesota and their other game, which I don't remember. And Minnesota, you know, not going to be a very hard game against Northwestern. You know, they're not very good this year. But then they play Wisconsin. So really, that game, Minnesota-Wisconsin, that's going to be a great game to watch. And I think if you're just sitting around, you don't know what to watch, turn that game on. That'll be the game you want to watch. Now, a team that could really sneak in is Florida, because Florida right now has actually their last game against Florida State. Now, I'm really surprised about Florida State. A lot of times you see Florida State and they're like a powerhouse. If you remember Florida State, they're kind of like that team that was always like good. Like, I'd never seen them playing this bad. I don't know what happened to them, but I just feel, you know, they were always a team that were always in the top 10, and right now they're not even ranked. So something's happening up there. I haven't really followed any of it. and the Oklahoma Sooners, really, I'm going to say that they stay at 10th. They play TSU and Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State is ranked 22. So if we could see some losses from other teams and they beat Oklahoma State, so any team inside the top 10, especially like the 9th and the 8th seed, which right now are Penn State and Minnesota, if they can lose out or maybe lose one, and if Oklahoma wins both, then you could be seeing Oklahoma sneaking into the top 10. But I just don't think that's going to happen unless Wisconsin can beat Minnesota, and then I think Oregon will get 9th to end the season. Now, Clemson's rest of the year is not really that hard. All they're playing is South Carolina. South Carolina, I don't know why. I just kind of have, like, I've seen them sometimes go out and surprise. I don't think they can do it against a team like Clemson. And then and that's really it. There's probably no other teams that can make a run inside the top 10. And then if you're going 11, if you want to see if your team can get to 20, then we have Iowa right now, which is ranked at 20. And their schedule is they're playing Illinois and Nebraska. So Iowa, I bet you Iowa will stay at 20. So besides those few games, I don't think really much is going to shift. And if we're looking at the rest of the games next week, you could see SMU v. Navy, which that's not going to be that big of a game. That could be like maybe Navy takes 20 and SMU takes 21, or maybe SMU drops back and takes 22. But really, both of those teams should probably be able to stay in the top 25 unless an upset comes around. Then you have Michigan v. Indiana. And really, this is a game that Michigan needs to win if they probably want to stay in the top 20 range. Because I could see Michigan dropping back to maybe 20-21 if they lose this game. And then Texas-Baylor. I'm not really worried for Baylor. Texas just lost last week in an upset. I think Baylor should be able to win that game. But we could be seeing some dropbacks. There are some good matchups that really could determine a lot. Now moving into the week after next week, probably the biggest game in this entire week, because if you're looking at it, it's really not that big. It's looking like Oklahoma State is probably the only other big game. And yeah, but the big game that you're going to be wanting to watching in 2 weeks is Cincinnati-Memphis. Now, if you like either of these teams, and if Cincinnati and Memphis both win this week, then it could really go either way, because Cincinnati's 17, while Memphis is 18. So you could be seeing if Cincinnati wins, maybe moving up into the top 15, depending on what happens. And if Memphis wins, I think they'll switch places, and maybe Cincinnati will drop back more. But if Memphis loses, they're going to be dropping back a lot. And then, now we're going to go the week after that week, so we're talking a lot of weeks in advance. Before we do that, Ohio State, Michigan, talk about that game quickly. This is the chance that Ohio State can be, if Ohio State loses out, then there's a chance that they won't be able to make it, but if they only need to win one of their games to stay in, and I'm pretty sure that they'll be able to stay in. So Ohio State fans, you guys are okay. You guys will stay in the top four and have a chance to compete at the college football playoffs. And yes, that is all for today. Thank you for listening. Talk to you guys later. Bye.